Yeah, man, Alvin Johnson from Farmer's Heights Music.
Just wanted to know whether you feel in modern Britain that people still stereotype you because of your locks.
Yeah, man, you know, it's a Rasta always oppressed by the oppressors, you know. But we still have to live our life and go through, don't.
Have you ever been pressurized to cut off your locks?
No, we never ever come across them thing there, you know, because them thing that can never happen anywhere.
Be honest.
No, we never come across them thing there still. Because we never work. We work for ourselves. We believe in our Marcus Garvey says self-reliance. So we don't really work for people.
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Rich Lakar.
It's always been a positive experience for you.
No. Because sometimes, it's only been white people that they seem to assume that because they think some of the Rasta, they've got drugs to offer them.
Friendly
people. You're not entirely sure that's because you're a Rasta or because you're black anyway.
Yeah.
Levi, I'm from Finsbury Park, London. Actually, I've never come across anybody to judge me about it, though maybe they might do it, but they never show the expression about anything negative about it. In the work I do, I'm much, very much welcome with whatever I have, my hair, appearance, nobody has a problem with that. But society-wise, you get stereotyped in India and getting a job. And that's the only problem, I think, with the locks we get. I'm talking on behalf of everyone now with locks. A lot of people do as a fashion statement, not as being a Rasta, because majority of the guys with locks are not really Rastas. Guys with fancy hairstyles, like we class them as socialites, like social trade or whatever. I don't want to get into that because I'll be stereotyping myself. So I don't want to go any further suffering.
My name is Pachikaro, baby. Yes, man, but the police and the people, two of them are doing the same thing, non-stop. Yeah? And that is natural, because before people are put permanent at the mirror, and before people are Jerry Curl the mirror, yeah? And naturally, the mouth and the ear just dip on them head where I come from a natural creator and a natural background. Them wear it or them want to wear it, and that is personal.
You find that people are still very, very negative today in the way they perceive you. Have you ever been pushed to the point where you thought you might need to cut off your locks, maybe for a job or just to fit into this society?
No, my God, real. Someone have a cut off me here if you achieve nothing.
Karen Barrett, Brixton. Just the looks and certain comments that people would say. Some negative, some positive.
Okay. Yeah. You've got beautiful locks, I have to tell my listeners. Stunning locks, actually, which is why I noticed you. Why did you locks up in the first place?
Time.
How do people react to your locks? You're a white guy, they see you walk in, you look very professional and you're suited and booted, and then they see these big long locks. What's most people's reactions?
Most people smile about it. Most people think it's quite kind of cool, it's a bit different. A lot of, if I can stereotype, black people kind of mention it. They'll talk about it, they'll say nice locks, you know. Yeah. There's never been any sort of stigma about it that I'm aware of, but then I don't think people would say it to me if they did. Not really, mostly because I bring it up to them. I think people, if you're upfront about it, if you say, look, you know, is my hair an issue, then you know. And it's, some people will say, yeah, well, we'd like you to be a bit tidier, and then it's not a job for me because it doesn't affect how I work and it doesn't affect who I am, so I don't see why I should change myself just for, you know, my employer.
Ray, only shipping 433 Colabalame. They think that our Rastaman says yo, D, die, do, and all that sort of talking, yeah, when basically we don't, because some of us are English. To be honest with you, the whole system in this country is based on telling us lies and trying to make out that we haven't got any sense, i.e. we vote in Cameron and then he goes to war in Libya. That's exactly what they do. They undermine everybody, they take the oil away for fool, and it can't work. I work for myself, I don't like people. I don't like red-eyed, bad-minded people. I'm not a conformist anyway, so that's the whole reason why me locks up.
No, my name Tony. What may I say? Locks is a commercial thing now. So it's not that you have to know a real Rasta when you see one, different from a normal person.
Do you think, for instance, that you would find it harder to get a job than another black person without locks?
No, I would say no, because you have a lot of people working around locks, don't you? Even at the courthouse.
Elaine from Balham.
It depends basically the situation that I'm in or where I'm at. It hasn't stopped me in my work at all whatsoever, but I have to say that since I've had locks, since I've been growing my hair in locks, I do get a lot more respect on the street. It's never been a barrier for me whatsoever, no. I have friends within my workplace and who've wanted to grow locks, as in male friends, and it stopped them. They haven't grown their locks because they're afraid of that there'd then be a glass ceiling that they wouldn't be able to get past, so they haven't done it.
I'm just from South London, and I'm just a street vendor. Yeah, they got discrimination going on all over, of course. Quite a few different ways, like, away from here, like, job opportunities. You know, people just assess you for the way you look, the way you dress. Some people think your hair untidy. You know, mode of dress for them. There'll always be that kind of thing going on. Not at all. I don't dream about that. This is my identity and I had it for years. And it's going nowhere. Just staying there.
You've never cut your locks off?
No.
I don't really like give up my name on the radio, you know.
Say a different name. Say anything. Ernie.
Zebulon. Yeah, all right.
All right, Zebulon. Yes. So do you find, you know, in this day and age, 2011, modern Britain, that, you know, having locks is still a hindrance to you? Do you feel that people are prejudiced towards you?
Yes. And straight away, as you have locks, the first thing people do is stereotype you. They look at you and they think to them, the first thing them say is ganja smoking Rasta man. And they put you down straight away. They don't know what you can do, if you can do anything. They don't know if you got sense or whatever. But as far as they're concerned, even when you go and looking for work, because even in the work I do, I go in there and the first thing people look at me and they, oh. But then when they realize that, yes, I do know what I'm doing, I'm very good at what I'm doing, you know, and I can talk for myself, then they change to me then. You know, when the time comes for me to cut them off, then I shall do that, if that's what it is. But not to get a job or anything like that. Because they've got to accept me as I am, right? Because it's not my hair that does the thing, it's me.